Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Memdalad Amud Beis. We're holding 8 lines from the top on Memdalad Amud Beis by the last word on the line. So it says the Gemara, Amrav Acha Bar Ava. So just to quickly review. So we're holding now, we had mentioned, we were discussing the halacha of Chol Adam Liyiyya Ba'il Mayid, that no one else is allowed to be in the Ba'il Mayid when the Kayin Gadol goes in to be Makta the Keteres. And we said, the Mishnah says that not only is there an id, the Braisa, we brought a Braisa, that not only is there an Isser to be in the Ba'il Mayid, but there's a Gzeir Midrabanan also that no one's allowed to be in the area that's Beina Ulam Vela Mizbeach. So in addition to the Heichal, that's what the Pasuk's talking about, there's also an Isser to be Beina Ulam Vela Mizbeach. And we had mentioned the Mishnah in Kalim that discusses the different Mailas that the Heichal has over Beina Ulam Vela Mizbeach. And it really, that Mishnah discusses 10 different Mailas that different areas of the Azara have over the next. So says the Gemara over here now, Amar of Achabar Ava, that Shema Minam Mailas Daraisa, that we could see from the whole discussion that we had regarding the Isser of being in the Heichal and Beina Ulam Vela Mizbeach, the whole Sugi that we had previously, we could learn from that sugya that Mailas Daraisa, that the different Mailas that are listed in the Mishnah and Kalim, when it discusses 10 different Mailas at the word, end of the first parak of Kalim, it discusses different Mailas that different parts of the Azara had over the next. You see from this whole discussion that we've had that those Mailas must be Midaraisa. What's the Makar? V'hachi Gamiri Luhu. It must be it's Halacha Meshim Sinai that different parts of the Azara have different Kedusha more than the next. As you go closer into the Kadesh HaKadoshim. Because if the Milos listed there in Mesechus Kalim is all Midarabanan, and really Midaraisa, the whole entire Azara has the same level of Kedusha. There's no Mila from one part over the other. The entire Azara has the same level of Kedusha. So then Maishna Beinu Ulam Vla Mizbeach. So then why is it that Chazal were a Geyser? Why were they Geyser that no one's allowed to be in the area that's between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? Dilma Mikru Va'ayim. Presumably because, even though Midaraisa, there's only an Isser to be in the Heichal, Bashas the Haktara, but presumably the reason why they were geyser on the area of Beinu Ulam Vela Mizbeach is because it's because a person might end up going in. It's the next area, and a person might end up going into the Heichal. So then, Frekta Gemara, so then, Mikula Hazara Nami Nifreshu Dilma Mikru Vaili. So then, the Chazal should have made an Isser that the person has to be Pirish from the entire Hazara, since it's all the same level of Kedusha. So just like they were Geyser on Beina Ulam Vela Mizbeach, so they should also have been Geyser on the entire Hazara, that maybe someone's gonna end up going into the Heichal. Because being that's all the same level of Kedusha, so they should have placed the Isser on the entire Azara equally. Elamai, it must be from the fact that Chazal only made an Isser being Pirish from the area of Beina Ulam Vela Mizbeach, it must be that Mailos are Daraisa, and that area of Beina Ulam Vela Mizbeach has a special Kedusha over the rest of the Azara, and therefore they were Geyser on that area. They were geyser on Beinu Ulam Vela Mizbeach, that a person has to be pirish on Beinu Ulam Vela Mizbeach. That itself is already now a gzeira. To then be geyser on the other areas of the Azara, which is a step down in Kedusha, that would already be considered a gzeira l'gzeira. That's why, then it's understandable. You see from here it's daraisa, and that's why, and then it's understandable why Chazal were only geyser and Isser, a chi of prisha from the area of Beinu Ulam Vela Mizbeach, and not on the rest of the Azara. Well, says the Gemara, that no, it's not a raya. Bein ulam v'la mizbeach, kevin d'loi mafsik midi, loi min karamilsa. I could tell you that no, really, the milos are midurabanan. Really, the whole entire Azara midaraisa has the same level of Kedusha. So why were Chazal only geyser on bein ulam v'la mizbeach, and not on the rest of the Azara? So says the Gemara, because bein ulam v'la mizbeach, kevin d'loi mafsik midi, since there's nothing which is mafsik a person from walking straight into the Heichal, if a person is opposite the entrance to the Heichal, so he can walk straight in without ever noticing anything. There's nothing that he has as a landmark to show him that he's about to enter into a new area, which he's not allowed to be. So therefore, they were geyser on Beit Ulam Vela Mizbeach, because a person could end up walking into the Heichal without passing any landmarks. But Azara, Kevin Dika Mizbeach Achitzain, Demafsik, Samin Kuramilsa. But when the person's in the rest of the area of the Azara, it's impossible for him to just walk straight into the Heichal, because he's going to first person pass by and bump into the Mizbeach. And so he'll have a landmark to realize that he's going too far, and therefore there was no need to make a gzera. They only made a gzera on Bein Ulam Vla Mizbeach because that was a more reasonable chashash that a person might end up walking into the Heichal, as opposed to the rest of the Azara, there was no reasonable, there was no reason to make a gzera. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Shmamina, another thing you could, well, we rejected the first thing, but something that you could learn from our discussion is that Kedushas Ulam Veheichal Chad Milsehi. Something that you could learn from our discussion about the Chi of Prisha, of the Heichal and what they added in the area of Bein Ulam Vla Mizbeach, is so it must be that the Kedusha of the Ulam and the Heichal is the same level of Kedusha. Because really, technically, the Ulam is slightly outside the Heichal, farther away from the Kadesh HaKadoshim. So there's a Shailu if the Ulam and the Heichal had the same level of Kedusha. So it says Rava that you see from this whole discussion that it must be that the Ulam and the Heichal have the same level of Kedusha. And when the Torah said, V'chol Adam lo yiha ba'al ma'ay, included in that chi of prisha to be pirish from the heichal is to be pirish from the ulam because it's the same level of kedusha. How do we see that? Because the isal kedaitach shnei kedusha is ninu. If it would be that really the ulam and the heichal are two separate levels of kedusha, and when the Torah said v'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'al ma'ed, it meant only the heichal, and the ulam was really an add-on. That was an add-on midrabanan. So then ulam gufe gzera. Since then it's going to come out that the ulam itself was already midrabanan. That itself was added only midrabanan. V'neka v'nigzer gzera l'gzera, and then they went ahead and they added also the area of bein ulam v'la mizbeach, which is that's a gzera l'gzera. Already the ulam was a gzera, and then they added the area of bein ulam v'la mizbeach. That would already be considered a gzera l'gzera. So it must be that the ulam and the heichal have the same level of kedusha, and the only gzera that Chazal made was on the area of bein ulam v'la mizbeach. Says the Gemara, no, you can't see that. Look, no, why not? Because I could tell you that ulam ubeinu ulam v'la mizbeach had a kedusha. It's not the ulam and the heichal that have the same level of kedusha. It's the ulam and bein ulam v'la mizbeach that have the same level of kedusha. But heichal v'ulam shtei kedushais. It could be really the heichal and the ulam have two separate levels of kedusha. And when the Torah says v'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'el ma'ed, it's referring only to the heichal. It's not referring to the ulam. And when Chazal were geyser, they were geyser on the ulam and the area of bein ulam v'la mizbeach. And and it comes out bein ulam v'la mizbeach is a gzera l'gzera. So that the Gemara is saying it's not, because the ulam and bein ulam v'la mizbeach have the same level of kedusha, so that's all considered one gzera. Says the Gemara Veiter, we had mentioned in the Mishnah that b'chol yoyim hayachaita b'shal kesef. We had mentioned a few differences between the machta, the shovel that was used to take the coals, to eventually use to go ahead and be machta the keteres. We had mentioned differences between the shovel used to take the coals during the year and the shovel used to take the coals on Yom Kippur. So one of the differences that we said is that during the year, the kohen, who didn't have to be the kohen gadol, whichever kohen it was that was taking the coals, so he would use a silver shovel, a machta that was made out of kesef, a silver, to take the gechalim, to take the coals from the mizbeach achitzain, and then he would pour the coals from that silver shovel into a gold shovel, and then he would go into the heichal with the gold shovel to be machta the keteres. On Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol just used the same gold shovel that he used to take the coals, he would then use to go and be machnes. But on during the year, he used two different shovels, and the first one was made out of silver. So the Gemara wants to know right away, my taima, why is it that he used a silver shovel and not a gold shovel? So says the Gemara, the reason why he definitely used the silver shovel is because a Torah chasam amayin and shal Yisrael. It's because the Torah is makbid about Klal Yisrael's money. And if they would use a gold shovel, so from the daily use of the gold shovel to shovel up the coals, so the gold would get ruined and they would need to replace it. And gold is very expensive. So instead they definitely used a silver shovel to shovel the coals, because the Torah is chasam amayin shal Yisrael, which we had Rashi earlier on Lamentesam and Aleph. He said that the makar for this idea that the Torah is chasam amayin shal Yisrael, we learn out from the parasha in the Torah of Nigei Batim, because over there, when a person has a neged saras on his house, so the Torah says that before the kain declares the house to be tameh, so he tells the Baal Bais, he tells the person in the house to take out the certain kalim which don't have tire b'mikvah, certain kalim which you won't be able to be mitire afterwards, everything in the house is going to become tameh. So certain kalim which don't have tire b'mikvah, the kain tells the person to take the kalim out, and he does that before he proclaims that the house is tame, and this way he saves the kelim, and that's we learn out from Sukkim in the Torah. So we see that the Torah is chasam amayin shay Yisrael, and it tells the kohen to wait instead before declaring the house tame. He should first tell the Baal HaBayis to take out these kelim. So Chazal learned from the Torah. We try to imitate the Torah. So we're supposed to copy Hashem's way. So if we see that the Torah is chasam amayin shay Yisrael, so Chazal also they were chasam amayin shay Yisrael, and therefore they said that instead of using a gold machta during the year, they should instead use a silver machta. The Ritva points out that sometimes we find the opposite rule. Sometimes we find in Chazal that they say ein anias b'makom ashiras, that we dafka don't do things which would be a simon of anias in the Beis Hamikdash. We dafka do things that show that we're wealthy. I believe it came up maybe in Shkalim in the klal of ein anias b'makom ashiras. So how do we balance out these two ideas of Torah that the Torah is chasam amayin in shay Yisrael, and therefore we see dafka to use a silver machta, and on the other hand we find ein anias b'makom ashiras. So where do we draw the line? So the Ritva says that over here it's different, because here there's mamash a loss. If they would use a gold machta, so the gold would get ruined. So by such a thing where it would cause a loss, so therefore we don't apply the rule of ein anias b'makom ashiras. The Tiferes Yisrael says something else. He says that every case has to be, you have to down in each case individually. Kafi the loss, kafi the mailo, all the different factors involved. Sometimes we'll apply the rule of ein anias b'makom ashiras, and sometimes we'll apply the rule of a Torah chasam amayin shel Yisrael. But here the Gemara applies the rule of a Torah chasam amayin shel Yisrael, and that's why during the year they didn't use a gold machta, because it would get ruined and they would need to replace it. So instead they used the cheaper, a silver machta. Says the Gemara Vayter that v'hayoyim choyte b'shal zav uba hayamachnis. The Mishnah says that on Yom Kippur he used the golden machta, and it was that same machta that he would then be machnis. So my taima, why is it that on Yom Kippur he used the gold machta? We just said now this idea of ein anias of a Torah chasam amayin shel Yisrael to dafk use a silver one. So why on Yom Kippur did he switch? So says the Gemara, mishum chol shad kohen gadol, because the kohen gadol was fasting on Yom Kippur and he had a lot of avoda to do. So we didn't want the kohen gadol to get too weak. So therefore, mishum chosho the kain gadol, because of the weakness of the kain gadol, so they didn't want him to have to use a silver machta and then pour it into a gold machta and to use two different machtas. So instead, he just used one golden machta, and that was the machta that he was machnis. The Meiri adds that also, anyway, it was once a year, so there's not such a chashash that the gold would really get ruined. It was only once a year. It's not like using a gold machta every single year, so the gold would very quickly deteriorate. But if the kain gadol once a year would use gold, it's not the end of the world. And therefore, because of Cholsha, the Kohen Gadol, so he used the same golden machta that he was then machnes with. Says the Gemara Vayter, b'chol yoyim b'shal arba askabin. We said in the Mishnah that the size of the machta all year round. So we had a machlokes. The Tanakhama said that the machta that was used, the silver machta that was used to take the coals, was able to contain 4 kabin of coals, and then the golden shovel that he would then pour from the silver shovel into the golden shovel that contained 3 kabin. So there's 1 kab that would get left on the floor, which we'll see about soon in the Gemara what happened with that extra kav. So that was the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Yossi said that no, that during the year that nor that he would shovel with the machta that was bishel saw, which we said is 6 kabin, and then he would pour that also into this to the shovel, that the gold shovel that he was machnis with, which had 3 kabin. So they both agree that the shovel that he was machnis with, that was 3 kabin. They had a machlekes about how large the shovel, the silver shovel that was used to shovel up the coals, was. According to the Tanakhama, it was able to contain 4 kabin, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it was able to contain a saw, which is 6 kabin. So says the Gemara, that Tana we learned, it's a Mishnah, Meseches Tamid, that Nisfazru Laikav Gecholin Mechabdon La'ama, that the kav of the extra coals that would get spilled onto the floor, so Mechabdon La'ama, they would sweep it into the Ama. There was a canal that went through the Azara, so they would sweep the coals from that, the extra kav that got spilled onto the floor when the Kohen would pour from the 4 kav shovel into the 3 kav shovel, so the extra kav that got that spilled on the floor, they would sweep into this Amma, into this canal that went through the Azara. The Rav explains in the Mishnah and Talmud over there that the reason why they swept it into the canal was that the Kehanim don't burn their feet. They were walking around barefoot in the Azara, so it was a very practical thing. They didn't want the Kehanim to burn their feet, so therefore they swept it into the Amma.
Says the Gemara that Tani Chada Kav, Tani Idach Kabayim. We have one Shmua that it was a Kav of coals that got spilled onto the floor, and elsewhere it says that it was two Kav. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Ahachta Tani Kav Rabbanan. It's understandable, the Girsa that we have, that it was a Kav of Gecholim that got spilled onto the floor, and that they shoveled into the Amo, because that could be like the Tanakam in our Mishnah, that the shovel that he would shovel with was able to contain four Kavin, and he poured that into a shovel which was able to contain three cabin, so that's why you had an extra cav which got spilled and got shoveled and got swept into the amo. Elahachta tani kabayim, but according to the girsa that we have, that it was two cav, that was kabayim. So money. So who is the tana that would hold of such a thing? Lei rabbanav, lei rabbi yasi. Right. We mentioned that in the mishnah there's a machlekes. According to the rabbanan, it was four and three, the two shovels, and according to rabbi yasi, it was a saw and three, which is six cabin. So it was six and three. So according to Rabbi Yossi, there's an extra three kavin. So there's no shita that holds that there's an extra two kavin. According to the Rabbanan, there's one extra kav. And according to Rabbi Yossi, there's three extra kav. So who is the Tana of this brisa, of this memra, that says there was two kabayim, that was kabayim, that was spilled onto the floor? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, the Gemara is going to give two terutzim. So it's the first terut is Amar Rav Chista, that Rabbi Yishmol b'noi show Rabbi Yochim and Breikahi. The Tana of this brisa is Rabbi Yishmol, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Netanya, because we learned in the Breisa, that Rabbi Yishmol b'noi, shal Rabbi Yochanan Breika oimer, b'shal kabayim hayamachnes. He has a completely different shita. Until now, everybody says that the shovel, the golden shovel, that the kain was machnes, was three kav. Rabbi Yishmol b'noi, shal Rabbi Yochanan Breika holds that it was only two, that it only contained kabayim. It was only able to contain two kav. So he could hold like the Tanakama, that the silver shovel was able to contain four, and then was poured into the golden shovel, which Rabbi Yishmael ben Breika holds, was only able to contain kabayim, two kav. So from four to two, that's why you had an extra two kav. So that's Rav Chista's teretz. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yaisi. We could even say that the Tana of this, that the author of this memra is Rabbi Yaisi, which seems to be a pella. Rabbi Yaisi said that it was a saw that he was shoveled with, and he poured it into a shovel which was able to contain three. So that's an extra three kav. So how could the Tana be Rabbi Yaisi? Says Rav Ashi V'achi Kamar, that this is what Rabbi Yaisi really meant to say in our Mishnah. When he said that the shovel that was used was shel saw, he means that b'chol yoyim hayachaita b'shel saw mid baris. It means that the shovel that was used to shovel the coals, to gather the coals, that was able to contain a saw mid baris, a saw of the mid baris measurement, the shear that B'nai Kaklaiso used to use when they were in the midbar. At some point in time, they switched shear when they came to Yerushalayim, so it became they used Yerushalmiyos, but until then they used Midbaris. So when Rabbi Yaisi said that they went, that the shovel that was used to gather the coals was able to contain a saw, the saw what he was referring to when he said saw was a saw Midbaris, which even though we said that is six kabin, that's six kabin of Midbaris, but it's only five kabin when it comes to Yerushalmiyos. So really, it was really a five kav shovel if you want to deal with your Yerushalmiyos measurements. So it was really only a five kav shovel. And when he said it, then he poured it into a shovel that was able to contain three kabin. He meant three kabin Yerushalmiyos. So if you really just stick to the Yerushalmiyos measurements, it was really a five kav shovel that was used to gather the coals, and that was poured into a three kav shovel. So that's how you have an extra two kabin, and the Tana could even be Rabbi Yaisi. Says the Gemara Vayter, b'chol yoyim ha'isakveda v'yoyim kalo. We said that during the year the shovel was heavy, on Yom Kippur was light. So the Gemara explains, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, that b'chol yoyim ha'isagilda ava. That during the year, the shovel that was used, so gilda, its base, and it's the walls of the shovel, so ava, they were very thick, and as a result they were heavy, they were thick, so that they shouldn't get ruined. They shouldn't get ruined from being used all the time to gather the coals. So therefore, it was very heavy though. By default, it became very heavy because the walls were thick. Bahayim, however, on Yom Kippur, it was rach. It was the shovel had thin walls, and therefore it was able to be lighter and easier for the Kohen Gadol. Now, once we mentioned this, so the Brisa says other differences that there were between the two shovels, that b'chol yoyim ha'isa k'tzara v'hayoyim arucha. So during the year, the shovel that was used had a short handle. V'hayoyim on Yom Kippur, it was arucha, it was long. The Yerushalmi says it was an amma and a half. It was a long, it had a long handle, which made it easier for the Kohen Gadol to carry it. He was able to put it under by his armpit, and it would to help him carry the shovel. So therefore on Yom Kippur it had a longer handle. Kadesh, the Bryce explains, Kadesh at Israel shall Kohen Gadol misayasa, so that the arm of the Kohen Gadol could assist him in carrying it. Tana, we learned in the Bryce that b'chol yoyim lo hayala niashtik, that during the year the shovel did not have a bell to it. V'hayoyim hayala niashtik. But on Yom Kippur, the shovel had on the ashtik, it had a bell, Rashi learns. Rashi says it had a tabas bereisha shemekashkeshu mashmiakol. It had some sort of ring that would ring against the shovel. It would bang against the shovel to make a sound. And why did they have this? Rashi says, mishum v'nishma koyle b'vayoy, because of the halacha v'nishma koyle b'vayoy. So now during the year, on the me'il, there was a pamayin, there was bells on the me'il. But on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was wearing the big day lavan, so he didn't have a meal. So it seems like that's where Rashi is coming from. That's where Rav Eliashiv explains that's where Rashi is coming from. That therefore they put a bell on the shovel in place of the meal that the Kohen Gadol used to normally wear. Divrei Ben Askan. So this difference that during the year the shovel did not have in the ashtik on Yom Kippur had in the ashtik, that's the shita of Ben Askan.